With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel has widened its ground offensive and bombarded targets along the Gaza Strip as it vows to eliminate the Hamas terrorist group. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network the entire Middle East region remains on edge.
The Houthis want to, really get more popular support for their ongoing civil war. Hamas is not ready to give up the fight in spite of the massive casualties. And, of course, the Iranians are intimidating much of anyone throughout the region through its proxies.
Hamas began the latest wave of violence with its attack on Israel October 7th that killed some 1,200 Israelis. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has ended his Republican presidential campaign. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Since launching his White House bid in June, Burgum touted his priorities of energy, the economy, and national security, as well as his small-town roots. But he failed to gain enough support nationwide to qualify for the third GOP debate after participating in the first two. Burgum blamed the RNC's debate qualifications, accusing the party of taking the power of democracy away from the engaged, thoughtful citizens of Iowa and New Hampshire. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A storm is dropping a mix of rain and snow on parts of New England, with some locations recording more than a half foot of snow to start the week. More than 25,000 homes and businesses in Maine and more than 11,000 in Vermont were without electricity at the peak Monday as trees and branches laden with heavy wet snow fell on power lines. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 41 points, the Nasdaq dropped 119, the S&P lower by 24. This is SRN News. The Christmas wars are underway.
Officials in the city of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, are tacking about trying to fix a problem they started when they sent out a memo urging city workers to tone down their Christmas decorating in the name of diversity. The email suggested that whatever city employees do, they should not make any reference to the actual meaning of Christmas. A letter of warning from Liberty Council has prompted officials to do an about-face, allowing everyone to decorate as they wish. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Islamic police in Nigeria are preventing young people from going to church. International Christian Concern reports local Muslim leaders have decided to enforce Sharia law on Christians in their neighborhoods. Last week, Islamic police caught five girls heading for church in Kano State and prevented them from attending. One of the girls tells ICC that the police threatened to kill the children if they try to go to church again. The problem is especially bad in the northern part of Nigeria. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks slipped ahead of some key reports this week on the job market that might provide more insight into the Federal Reserve's thinking about interest rates. The S&P 500 fell 0.5%, the index coming off its best month in more than a year. The Dow fell 41 points, and the NASDAQ composite fell 0.8%. Alaska Airlines slumped after it said it would buy Hawaiian Airlines. Spotify jumped after announcing its third round of layoffs for the year. The Dow was down 41 to finish at 36,204. The NASDAQ lost 119 points to 14,185. The S&P 500 dropped 24 points to 4569. New York oil fell $1.03 to $73.04 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.